All right, Happy New Year! This is the time for reflecting and setting new goals. And that's exactly what we're gonna do. So, you know the routine again? Cue the theme music, buckle up, and let's head on in.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, welcome back, you guys. Today, I'm actually going to be celebrating New Year's and looking at one of the big mistakes that I see companies make all the time, and one that I literally almost made for our own business this year. So I'm gonna share that and how to avoid it, all right? But first, before I do, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe. Yes, it does help. And hit the notification bell to make sure that you get notified every time we drop a new episode, which, by the way, is every Tuesday and Thursday. So thank you. If you are listening on a podcast or anywhere else, make sure you take a screenshot, share it on social media. Super appreciate it. We are aiming to really ramp up our engagement with what we're doing here with the podcast. And I have some really exciting guests lined out for next year. So you do not want to miss it. And let's get the word out and share it everywhere, right? All right. So I am all dolled up because, well, this is dolled up for me. Like, that's as good as it gets. But because I am celebrating New Year's. And what do at New Year's? We look back at the year in reflection. And as I was doing that this year, I realized that I literally fell into the trap of almost making the exact same mistake that I talk about, that I've talked about on this. And I have seen many, many companies make all the time. So what is that mistake? It's not having a strong core foundation. Now, what exactly does that mean? What that means is your business, everything that you're doing, does not stop when the customer comes in and you fulfill. Like, obviously you want to continue upselling them, but the journey is not just marketing to sales to converting to a customer, deliver the thing, we're good. The journey is the entire process all put together. Because as you have seen on my content marketing formula, that's the Darth Vader looking, spaceship looking thing, which I love. But on that, so we have, here's our business, right? And here's all the people out here we're trying to reach. And we're trying to build a bridge between the two of those things. We're trying to attract those people to us by bridging that gap. Once they come into our world, we have this idea that people are like, oh, I'm going to opt in for this. I'm going to buy this low ticket thing. And then next I'm going to buy this thing. And they're going to ascend through our value ladder like neat, orderly little lemmings. That is not often or always the case. So here is one of the big, big, big mistakes that I have seen companies do, which is when you're talking about our content marketing formula, we have, here is our business. And we have like a picture, like a bunch of little satellite things off to the side of it, right? So if we have all of our little satellites coming around the business, those are all the different products and programs that we offer. So people come into our world, and what we should have is a really strong foundation that introduces people to us, what we stand for, who we are, how we work, and everything that we offer, like how we can help people. If we do not have a strong foundation like that, when people come in to our world, they may be coming in because they came in through an opt-in or through a low-end course or something. So they're in there and they may be like, this isn't really the thing for me. But if they don't know about the rest of your offerings, they're going to lose interest and leave. They're going to hop off of your Death Star and take off and like light speed, hyperspace away and never be engaging in the things that you actually could help them with. So I have seen, when we talk about like the Death Star that's attracting people in, it's pulling people in, which may not be the right analogy because that's actually kind of a negative thing, but hey, it's still kind of fun, right? Anyway, so all of our people are out there and we want to attract them in. Like one of the biggest ways to attract people in is through Facebook ads, right? Can all agree. Very, very cool. So we're going to build these little things. And usually we're like, I have this one offering. I have this really, really awesome course, online course that I want to sell. It's fantastic. So we build Facebook ads and we drive people to our course, to our funnel, our sales funnel, our sales process, whatever it is, where we're selling that course. So people come into that and they're like, oh, that's cool. Meh, may not actually want it. Yeah, that's cool. But it's not the right time for me now. You know, I'm not that interested. I kind of don't really need all the stuff, right? So then they bounce out. So I have seen so many marketers and business owners run Facebook ads from out here straight to this one funnel, but they don't have that strong foundation set up that once people come into our world, we're introducing them to all the rest of our things. We want to make sure that they know about all the rest of our products and services. And I'm drawing little circles here around because in my content marketing formula drawing, it's like here, the center circle is our business. And we have all these little satellite things around us, which are the offerings. If people come into our world and they don't know about all of these different offerings, they can leave. And if you don't have a strong core site, like a central, we call it the master traffic controller site, where people can go and learn all things about you. Once they come into your world, they want to be able to absorb your world, right? So you want to give them every single speaking engagement that you're on, your media release, every single social media link, every podcast, every episode that you've been on a guest on other people's, upcoming appearances, and every single one of your product offerings, plus a blog that is going to capture the people that are searching out there for other traffic. So if you have one site that's that central traffic control where people come in and they can see all things about you, and you compare that or you tie that with marketing automation. So you have a very strong marketing automation system that automatically engages with people, whether it's by email, voicemail drop, text messaging, however you're going to engage with people. You want to be able to engage with them immediately and continue engaging, making sure that they're aware of all of your products and services and that you're helping them at the spot that they are at. Now, what does this look like? This looks like if you're bringing people in from a Facebook ad to try to sell a course, you also start at the same time, say a welcome onboarding nurture sequence so that they can understand a little bit about who you are, how you operate, and you make sure that you're driving them to your central traffic site, the master traffic controller site. That has all of your offerings. Because if anything interests them in the emails or in anything else, they're going to be like, oh yeah, let me go check this out. They go to the site and they're like, oh, wait, what's this? Oh, I'm not really interested in this course, but this mastermind thing you got going on, like, that's pretty cool. I might actually be interested. Tell me more. And of course, they have all your contact information because they're all there. And I don't care if you are a coach or a solopreneur or you are a large company with many, many different employees, this master traffic controller site works the same either way. It needs to be all things, all ways for people to contact you, always for people to engage, and paired with a marketing automation system that is going to make sure you're automatically engaging with people as they come into your world and you're letting them know about the other opportunities. Now, what happens when somebody comes in and they do buy the course and they go through the course? Do you already have an automated system that's following up with them along the way to keep them going? Do you have little gamification stuff in place? Do you have a sequence that follows up when they're finished or should be finished to see how they liked it, get reviews, get feedback, and let them know like, hey, this is naturally the next step that people take. Are you interested in learning more? Making sure that they know all about the different offerings and products and stuff that you have. We have been developing a lot of different programs as we've been making a shift out of just agency work, right? And I totally fell into this same trap for our business. We were like, oh yeah, we're doing these workshops and we're doing this. And we got so caught up in putting together our event and putting together the workshops that we were building silos and we weren't connecting all of our other products and services. And I realized it a few months ago and I'm like, whoa, we just made the same mistake that I preach about and say that I've seen so many other businesses make. We don't want to make that mistake. So that's a thing that we have been fixing and implementing. We have our master traffic controller site, but we didn't have the marketing automation side of things for all of our follow-up and everything. So those two things paired together makes it like this impenetrable fortress that people can't get back out of. And while I don't want to think of it as the dark side because we're all good guys, it's still like they're coming into our world. And once they're there, we want to keep them because it took a lot to bring them in, to attract them into us, right? So we definitely want to make sure that we're doing what we can to keep a hold of them and keep them engaged until we no longer have things to offer them, right? So I will keep this episode short. I just really wanted to share like, hey, spend some time celebrating a new year. Let's end this 2020 because thank you. And as we're looking forward into 2021, make sure that part of your plan is not falling into this common trap. Make sure that you have a way to capture people, to let them know about all your offerings and to automatically follow up on different, on all of your different products and services, no matter where people are at in the journey. I don't care if they're brand new or they've been with you for a long time. You want to make sure that you are still automatically engaging with them in a way that's going to be meaningful and continue nurturing them along the path. That will increase your retention, that will increase your sales, and having that entire system that goes through and does, it captures all your blog searches and from Google traffic. And these are other episodes that we've talked about, but if you have that master traffic controller site paired with marketing automation, it's going to be a win-win-win for you because you're going to be capturing people no matter where they're at on the information superhighway or out in the rural or whatever they're hanging out. They're going to get your message. They're going to come in and they're going to be treated well along the way, which is, I know exactly what you want to do. So it's not sexy. It's not a lot of fun, but it's strong foundations that continue the momentum forward. So let's build some strong foundations and let's get out of this 2020 and start celebrating in 2021 with a business that has really strong roots that you are ready to move forward and prosper in the new year. I like how I did that. That was awesome. All right, you guys, you want to know anything more? Go check us out at our master traffic controller site, thevirtualgen.com. See you guys on the next episode.